Hollywood, ballyhooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a pen.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, joined for this segment by Christina Staffo. My next guest, simply put, is one of the most famous chefs in the world. He is returning to create the 21st annual Governor's Ball, the official post-Oscar celebration. It is a pleasure to say hello to Wolfgang Puck. Wolfgang, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be with you again.
We really appreciate your time this morning. All right, 1,500 people, all of them extremely hungry. Oscar winners, nominees, presenters, everybody. Now, Wolfgang, I break out into a cold sweat when I have to make my son's lunch for school. How do you even begin to put together a menu for such an event?
I did that already. I made my son's breakfast already, so he's off to school already, and the other one a little later. So, but I think, you know, we are doing that for the 21st time, and I have Chef Matt with me, who is working with me since 22 years. He is my right-hand man, and he helps me organize it. And, you know, we have it really down to a science, because we really cook everything the last minute. Like, we really get the food in on Friday. By Saturday, we do prep, and Sunday, we cook. I have two big kitchens, one on each side of the ballroom. And all together, we have 300 chefs and 600 dining room waiters and busboys, bartenders, etc. So it's about 1,000 people who are going to work for 1,500 people. And we get the food out in 1.5 hours. Everybody can have 5, 6, or 8 courses of food.
Wow.
That's amazing.
We don't make a big dinner where you get a soup or a salad and a steak or a fish or whatever. It's all smaller plates. So that way, people can taste different food. If they love something, if you like the chicken pot pie with black truffles, you can have two of them. Or if you like macaroni and cheese, or if you like a lobster dish, or if you like pasta, for example, we make tortellinis with celery and apple and black truffles.
Mm. It's amazing.
Whatever you want to eat, but we have people come with a, let's say, 6 or 8 dishes on a tray, and they just serve you food all night long. So it's like having a cocktail party, but a sit-down one. And people can mingle, they can talk to each other. We have great champagne. Piper Heitzig gave us some rare champagne, and this is really delicious. People eat really because they are so hungry, most of them, especially the women.
Of course.
They didn't eat all day, so come 10 o'clock at night, you know, they're really hungry.
I would be eating all day. This menu is featuring 50 dishes, including the smoked salmon Oscars, a chicken pot pie with the black truffles, like you mentioned, the lobster BLTs.
Yeah.
Amazing. What's your favorite menu item that you created for the Governor's Ball?
You know, I don't really have one favorite. I like spicy food. Like, we're going to make a spicy pad thai noodle for vegan people, but they love it because it's spicy and it's tasty and everything. Or we make a black truffle risotto also with a mushroom puree in it, which is really delicious. So no matter if you're a vegetarian, a vegan, whatever you are, you have things. A lot of people, I remember last year, Barbara Streisand sat with Adele and John Travolta, and what did they eat? Chicken pot pie and macaroni and cheese.
That's the kind of food that sticks to your ribs. You know, Wolfgang, I always wondered this. What happens if you get a phone call, let's say only a few hours before the show, and you hear, Wolfgang, we just got word that Reese Witherspoon is allergic to cherry tomatoes. She can't even be in the same building as them. What do you do, and has anything like that ever happened?
We give her room service. It's okay. No, we never had that. You know, because I have so many people in the kitchen, if somebody would say, okay, I want a simple grilled salmon or I want scrambled eggs with truffles, we could make them instantly. I have 6 chefs just doing special orders. And, you know, it is really so well organized that people couldn't even think up of something we couldn't make it. You know, when people walk in, there's a big sushi station. I have 5 Japanese chefs just making Japanese appetizers, you know, sushi and sashimi and the little hand rolls and so on. And then we have a big seafood buffet, and so there's food everywhere. And the people who wait, for example, they come with the Oscars, and then they go and engrave them, and people can get great champagne, and there's a big chocolate bar. And, you know, it's really a family affair. Even my son Oliver, who is 9 years old, he cooks with me already. And my son Byron, who goes to Cornell, he comes and cooks. So we have a lot of fun.
It's great. It is really an entire family affair.
Of course it is. And you know, because it's such a big affair, there has to have been a time when you had a disaster. Like, have you ever had something bad happen?
Oh, a few times, really. One time, one of the first times we were downtown at the Shrine Auditorium, my kitchen was outside in a parking lot. It was windy and raining. The gas barely burned, and I was making risotto for 1,500 people. So it was pretty nerve-wracking. And then finally, I said, now we are building a big kitchen in the new Dolby Theater. It was the Kodak Theater before, next to the, where the Oscar ceremony is. And I cooked, I remember we had the salmon dish and the steak dish, like a duo. And I cooked the fish at the last moment. And I still had to cook like 800 salmon.
Oh,
and
boy.
All of a sudden, the gas and the electricity went out.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And that was really nerve-wracking.
Of
and
course.
I didn't know when it's going to come back. I had an engineer. I couldn't find the engineer, so it took like 15 minutes. But for 15 minutes, it was like my heart almost sank, and I put out
the
little propane cookers. I had 30 of them lined up and tried to cook. It was hard. But in the dining room, nobody even knew what was happening.
See that?
The security light going on, they had the candles, so it looked the same. But for the kitchen, it was tough.
I can't get past the fact that they had you cooking in the parking lot. I mean, this is like you're tailgating at a football game, Wolfgang. I mean, I don't understand. This is the Oscars. They had you out in the parking lot with grills?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, he's
absolutely
a professional.
That was, 20 years ago. Now we have a beautiful kitchen, and there was right at the theater there, at the Dolby Theater. Now it's really easy, but before it was really much more difficult because we didn't have the kitchen. Like, now we have two kitchens, and I have 300 chefs working there, so we have good spaces, and it's right next to the dining room, so it makes it much easier.
So your mom was also a chef. How much of an inspiration was she, and what was the most important thing that she taught you? Like, my grandma taught me how to make a good sauce. Like, what did your mom teach you how to do?
My mom was taught me really to make really delicious dessert. Like, we made a Kaiserschmarrn, we made a palachinken, which is a crepe stuffed with a little bit like blintzes or something like that. So I loved sweets when I was a kid, and I still love them. So each time when she was cooking, I wanted to make that. And one of my favorite one, obviously, in Austrian tradition, is Wiener Schnitzel and fried chicken.
Wow.
That's where my two favorite things. But my mother was amazing because, you know, you hear today people talking from farm to table and things like that. In Austria, where I grew up on the farm, we didn't have vegetables if they didn't come from the farm.
Sure.
Right outside the door, you know, basically. So everything was really fresh. When we had a vegetable soup, my mother went out in the garden, picked a leek, maybe a cauliflower, a few potatoes, some peas.
That's amazing.
And then she made soup.
Now, if we were to walk into Spago right now, what is the one thing we should definitely order without a doubt?
Well, you have to eat one of our most famous dishes. It's not even on the menu. And if you order that, people will say, oh, he is a regular guest because he knows about it,
okay.
Which is our smoked salmon pizza.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Which is one of the dishes, like if Joan Collins walks in the restaurant, she tells the waiter, you know what I like to start with my drink, you know, so we give her the smoked salmon pizza with lots of black caviar on top.
Because let me tell you, I've actually eaten at your restaurant in downtown Disney. I had the pumpkin ravioli with a brown butter sauce. Was one of the best things I've ever had in my life.
Oh, right.
The smoked salmon pizza.
We do that in the fall at the restaurant, too. We make little agnolotti with the truffles. And we make a delicious tuna cone also, which is a spicy tuna cone, spicy tuna tartare in a miso sesame cone, which is slightly sweet and a little salty. So it's really delicious.
That sounds amazing. Now, at this point, since we had you on the show, I assume if Christina and I ever wanted a table at Spago, we can simply pick up the phone, call Wolfgang, and we have a table 1, 2, 3, right?
You are absolutely right.
There
and now
thank
that you have my phone number, it makes it really easy. You don't have to chase me down anywhere.
See that?
Just call up. Just call up.
VIP service right
Very
there.
Very nice.
VIP, right? VIP all the way.
Thank you.
The benefits.
I might even send you a truffle pizza.
Oh,
wow.
I can't wait.
See the benefits of having a nationally syndicated radio show? Well, once again, he's creating the 21st annual Governor's Ball, which takes place immediately following the 87th Oscar ceremony, Sunday, February 22nd. Wolfgang Puck, continued good luck, and thank you so much for joining us today on America Weekend.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
He was very good.
Yes. Let me tell you something. Everything he said was very fancy.
Yes.
Makes me feel like sophisticated almost. Like even just hearing about all this food, I'm like, oh yeah, I want the truffle pizza.
Yes.
The most rarest mushroom on earth. Yes, put that on a pizza for me.
But Barbara Streisand wanted macaroni and cheese.
Amazing, right?
And he outed her that she wanted macaroni and cheese at the Oscars.
Listen, mac and cheese is a staple in a lot of households.
And I'm quite excited because now we can literally pick up the phone, call Wolfgang, and we have a table at Spago whenever we want it.
I can't even. What would you order? The salmon pizza? I'm not sure. Maybe one of each.
I think I'm going to go with the salmon pizza.
I think I might give it a go.
It's two worlds combining. I like that. Well, anyway, that was quite a tasty little segment there.
Sure was.
And so we wish Wolfgang good luck with cooking for 1,500 people. I'm amazed they had him cook in the parking lot.
Hey, when you're a professional, you get it done.
Can you imagine the tailgate party at a Jet game this guy could do?
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness. Stay with us, folks. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, did you know that the temperature can make you behave in strange ways? Well, researchers know all about the relationship between human behavior and the thermometer. Here's the science of it. First off, the ideal temperature is 72 degrees. At that range, we work best, we live healthier. As the temperature rises, hospitalizations go up. Schizophrenic births increase. No one knows why. And so does, get this, the probability of riots. When the temperature hits 95, it's too hot to riot, so crime takes a holiday. However, because of air conditioning, when it's hot outside, white-collar crime, you know, kind of like embezzlement, it increases. What's the cheap psychological trick? Stay cool, because the heat can play funny cheap tricks on you. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What would you do if you knew you would not fail?
Why aren't you doing it? For most people, it's fear. How do you overcome it? Think like an entrepreneur.
First, do your research. Entrepreneurs know growth creates opportunity. So whether you're thinking about starting a business or changing careers, look for industries that are growing.
Second, manage risk. Successful entrepreneurs are great risk managers, not risk lovers. So think about what could go wrong and address it now.
For example, you may start storing away extra money or find a partner to shore up your weaknesses.
Entrepreneurs manage risk by anticipating it and sharing it.
Focus on minimizing the downside. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.